Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Steve Yeager, the chairman of the Assembly Judiciary Committee, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
After the abrupt elimination of solar net metering in 2015, more than 2,000 solar installers were forced to find jobs in other states. Now Assembly Bill 270 can help put Nevadans back to work. Tell your legislator to vote yes on AB 270 today. Visit yeson270.com. Paid for by the Alliance for Solar Choice.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers Broadcast Headquarters, here is Sam Shand.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Assemblyman Steve Yeager. He is Chief Public Defender of Clark County and Chairman of the Assembly Judiciary Committee. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's a pleasure to be back on the program, Sam.
Let me ask you about the marijuana bill right away. Does it seem that the blood test is now taking precedent here over urine testing?
Yes, it does. And I think you're referring to Assembly Bill 135, which, again, requires blood testing in prosecutions for DUIs involving marijuana. And we had a hearing on that bill. Don't quote me if it was this week or last week. I can't remember. But we had a hearing in Senate Judiciary. It went really well. Virtually no opposition to the bill. I think the only person who opposed it just misunderstood what the bill did. And I'm delighted to say that the Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill out unanimously. So right now it is on the Senate floor. It's on second reading, so my hope is it'll get a vote here probably at the end of this week or beginning of next week. But it looks like it's going to pass the Senate and then be on its way to the governor.
It seems that law enforcement in Southern Nevada in particular is taking a really common sense approach to this.
I agree with that, and I was, you know, really happy to see that when we presented this bill, there was no opposition. In fact, law enforcement and the labs came in support of the bill because it really is a common sense measure that just says we can't prosecute people when they're not impaired, which of course is intuitive. But as the science with marijuana goes forward, I think everyone is very open-minded about it, and it's a small step forward, but I think it's a significant step in that it gets us moving in the right direction, and hopefully we'll have some additional studies in the near future so we can continue to tweak these laws.
One other quick question on this. Would this allow people who were convicted previously on urine tests to be able to come back and challenge their convictions?
That's a really good question. There's nothing in the legislation itself that expressly allows for that. Now, you know, anyone would be welcome to come back into court to try to, under a fairness or a justice argument, try to have that conviction perhaps overturned, or perhaps just have the test reanalyzed if they could do that, because if they still have the blood, of course, they could run the accurate test. But generally speaking, criminal laws like this do not apply retroactively, so I think someone would have a hard time coming back into court, but that's not to say they couldn't try.
You know, I want to go back to the beginning on this because it might be, I think the basic question hasn't been answered yet, is why is a blood test better than a urinalysis when it comes to testing for marijuana impairment?
Great question, Ray. The science behind it is very clear. So right now, marijuana testing, when it comes to urine testing, only tests for an inert, non-psychoactive metabolite of marijuana. So the short answer to that is a urine test will tell you if someone has ingested marijuana in the past, but it does not tell you if the person is actually impaired at the time the testing is done, whereas blood can test for active THC, which is psychoactive, and then it can test for a specific metabolite that everyone agrees is psychoactive and that stays in your system for a short period of time. So when it comes to the marijuana DUI prosecutions, the urine tests are just unreliable in proving impairment.
What other states do this now with the, because this has to be modeled probably off another state statute, isn't it?
I believe it is. I can't tell you how many states total. I do know that Colorado approaches it this way, and that was where I looked when looking at marijuana DUI. So Colorado, for some period of time, has not been using urine tests. Now, that's not to say sometime in the future, perhaps they develop a better test,
right,
urine or saliva. But for now, blood is really the only thing that works for marijuana, and so this is based off of Colorado, and I would venture a guess that other states like Oregon, Washington probably use the same test, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay, can you administer a blood test on the scene, on the side of the road, when you pick up a driver for, you know, driving erratically and he's high?
Typically, the answer to that's going to be no. What typically happens in marijuana prosecutions is the arrest will be made, the person is transported to the local county jail, and at that location there will be a nurse who will take the blood test. And I should note there that when it comes to marijuana prosecutions, much like alcohol, there is a two-hour window where if you get the testing done within 2 hours of the driving, there are some presumptions that go into place that make the prosecution easier. So typically, from the moment someone is stopped to the time they get to the station and have the blood drawn is usually substantially less than 2 hours, unless there's some kind of attendant accident or something like that. But so the answer to the question is there's not a field test, and most officers are really not medically qualified to take blood, so that would be done by a nurse.
Have you defended a lot of people on marijuana DUIs as your daytime job as the chief public defender at Clark County, and how many, and what is that like? And
I have. I would say, you know, DUIs are a component of the caseload that I carried over the past several years. I would say in the grand scheme of DUI prosecutions, marijuana prosecutions probably make up somewhere between 5 and 10% of the prosecutions I've seen. Most of them continue to be alcohol. And, you know, they range all over the map. Sometimes the levels that the person comes back with for marijuana are really high. Sometimes they're low. And, you know, I think the prosecutors have been fairly reasonable in looking at, you know, how to address those cases. And I guess I'll just say our levels in law are very, very, very low. So it is virtually impossible to test positive in a blood test and not be over the allowed limits under the statute.
All right. And we've got to take a break here. More with the chairman of the Assembly Judiciary Committee when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Yeager. He is the chairman of the Assembly Judiciary Committee.
You know, yesterday on the show we had Assemblyman Nelson Arojo, and he was talking about sponsoring a medical marijuana bill that would stop the state from collecting personal information on the medical marijuana cardholders. And he said during an interview that insurance companies, quote, are starting to gravitate in accepting medical marijuana patients. Do you see insurance companies in Nevada covering medical marijuana costs as part of a authorized pain medication or any other kind of situation like that?
I would hope so. My only hesitation there is, you know, I know insurance companies have some federal mandates that I think they have to comply with. So to the extent those conflict, there might be some issues. But I certainly would hope we move in that direction. You know, these companies now cover opiates and other medications that, particularly down in southern Nevada, have been extremely detrimental in terms of the opioid addiction problem. By last calculation, opioid overdose is the number one cause of death in Clark County. I should say prescription drug overdose. So my hope is that as we move forward with this, that insurance companies would cover that, because I think it's a much safer alternative than the opiates that are out there now.
But I think that you're absolutely right, because of the federal law, until that is changed at some point in the future, that's probably not going to happen. Let me ask you this. What's the most important bill that's sitting on your desk right now?
Boy, that's hard to say. I'll say this. I'm very excited about a bill that I think is going to be signed by the governor on Friday, and that's my Kids in Parks bill, where fifth graders get free passes to state parks for their fifth grade year. So I'm not going to say that's the most earth-shattering bill out there, but I was happy to receive unanimous support, and it looks like we're probably going to do the bill signing out at a park. So I think that program has the ability to be very long-lasting and really make a difference. Other than that, I do have a bill I think we've maybe talked about before that allows certain victims to terminate leases early if they're victims of harassment, stalking. And that bill right now is on the Senate floor. So I'm very anxious to see that move forward, because I think it's the right approach, particularly as the rental market continues to boom, particularly in southern Nevada.
It's also booming in northern Nevada, too. And I wanted to ask you about that. Okay, what is the problem that you're trying to fix here? As a deputy public defender, chief deputy public defender, have you seen cases come in to your purview where people have maybe been beaten up or assaulted, and they got to get out of there, and they can't because they can't break a lease, and if they break a lease, trying to find another rental is a major problem?
And we have about 30 seconds here.
I have seen that in my work, that, you know, folks who are in volatile situations don't have the option financially to get out of a lease. So what this seeks to do is to say, just because you don't have the money, if you're in a dangerous situation, you should be able to get out of that situation. So the answer is yes, and I think going forward, this will help victims of crime.
And that's where we have to leave it. Chairman, thank you so much for coming on the program again. We hope to see you again one more time, at least before the end of session.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
We'll be right back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, Back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to have a conversation between myself and our reporter, Ray Hager. Ray, tell me, first of all, your thoughts on the session so far. It seems like everything is going surprisingly smoothly.
Yes, I think it is. There's always like a log jam this time during the session, a month to go. But it seems like the lawmakers are really, bearing down and starting to get things done. Like, we don't have a lot of passage of bills so far, but the bills are getting prepared for passage in the next few weeks. I'm still interested to see how Senate Majority Leader Aaron Ford closes down this session, and hopefully it'll end on time. If it gets kind of unorganized at the end, I think that would be a bad sign for him, since he is supposedly considering either running for governor or attorney general. So I think that he needs to close this down. Of course, there is a controversy that he has now with these sexual harassment allegations against Senator Mark Menendo, a Democrat who's been in the legislature, I think, about 23 years. So that might tarnish things at the end, but we'll just have to see how that plays out.
And he's hired a law firm. Senator Ford has hired a law firm, an outside law firm, to do the investigation, correct?
Yes, and then Menendo, who's also was accused of sexual harassment back in the 2003 session, which I covered that story. He has also gotten an attorney to represent him. So that's where it stands now. They've, I guess, lawyered up and take it from there.
It seems also that this is the session where term limits has really shown itself in the full flowering of term limits, in the sense that the governor has all the power because the Democrats don't have a two-thirds majority in either house. So when there was extra money, automatically the governor said it's going to go to education. There were no arguments about it.
Well, I don't think he'd get any arguments, because that's what the whole mantra of the Democrats, the majority party in both houses, all been about, is about funding for education. And it's been that way for more than a decade. Governor Sandoval, I think he's the strongest governor of Nevada in the modern times. And part of that has to do with term limits, where no one in the legislature can have a career long enough to become a shadow governor of their own, much like Senator Bill Raggio was when he was alive. And what was he? He was like 34 years. Now it's 12 years in each house. 24 years sounds like a long time, but you need at least half of that to be, to achieve a real place of power. So there's just not, Nevada politics has left the strong legislators like Senator Bill Raggio behind. It's part of history now.
As you look at this session, who do you think the stars are so far?
Well, I think one of the stars we just recently interviewed, and that's Steve Yeager, the chairman of the Assembly Judiciary Committee. He's brought so many good bills up. I mean, he has the bill about a better way to test people for marijuana use while driving through blood and not urine. He had the bill about DNA samples and the rape kits. He is also a co-sponsor of a bill that would force schools to have albuterol inhalers on hand at the school in case a kid has an asthma attack, just like they did with Debbie Smith, the late great Debbie Smith, did with the EpiPens and the allergy attacks that some kids could have that could lead to death. So he's just all over the place with good legislation. I think he would be my choice for Rookie of the Year and for Legislator of the Year right now.
The Speaker, Jason Frierson, he also seems, and maybe because he's not running for anything else, to be a good influence on this session.
You know, I think he's one guy that could really someday have almost Raggio-like power in the assembly, because he's not looking to run for any other office, like you said, and he seems to be here for his constituents for the long term. And he still has, after this year, he would have 8 more years in the assembly, and then he could also transfer to the Senate for another 12 years. And he's already had, he's established a strong base. He's established himself as an excellent fundraiser and a even-handed and cool lawmaker, I think.
We can't let this show go away. We're taping this the morning after the president fired James Comey in what was certainly a surprise to the media. And one of the things that was interesting, and maybe he didn't want to make it a joke, was because the president is so famous for his "you're fired" line from The Apprentice, that James Comey actually found out he was fired by seeing it on a television monitor in L.A. He didn't even receive it directly from the president.
Right, and when he first saw the news on the television monitor, he thought he was being, it was a practical joke that was being played on him because he was at a meeting with FBI people. So can you imagine his amazement when he found out that this was no joke? You know, the thing is, Donald Trump has been the president for just a short time, and this is the third prosecutor that he's fired, and they've all been kind of sniffing around him and his financial and other ties to Russian oligarchs, Russian politicians and businessmen, and I guess this is the way he is keeping those investigations at bay. I just don't see this being a good long-term strategy, though, Sam. With, you can't fire a grand jury that's convening in Virginia if you're Trump, so they still have that investigation going.
You know, and it's interesting because as complex as the president's business dealings have been over the decades, Rex Tillerson, a Secretary of State, has managed to maintain a low profile, even though he ran ExxonMobil, which is bigger than a country when you think in terms of its operations around the globe and who you interact with.
Well, the thing about Rex Tillerson, I wonder how much power he really does have, is because sometimes when these world leaders visit Trump in the White House, Tillerson, the Secretary of State, is not even there. And there are so many positions in the State Department that have gone unfilled. Remember, Trump asked for massive resignations from State Department officials soon after he took office, and a lot of those have not yet been filled. And what concerns me about that is that diplomacy should lead our foreign affairs, but now we lead our diplomacy with bluster and bombings.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Rex Tillerson was recommended by Jim Baker and Henry Kissinger. And so he came to this job, obviously, with great credentials. He also says that he wants to remake the State Department. And so this is kind of part of that process. And I think there's a big difference between the bluster that politicians say publicly, sometimes for domestic consumption, sometimes for foreign consumption, versus what is actually said behind the scenes. But all of this is going to play out over the next months, potentially years, and it'll be fascinating to watch. Ray, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Being here. All right, we'll be right back.
After the abrupt elimination of SolarNet metering in 2015, more than 2,000 solar installers were forced to find jobs in other states. Now, Assembly Bill 270 can help put Nevadans back to work. Tell your legislator to vote yes on AB 270 today. Visit yeson270.com. Paid for by the Alliance for Solar Choice.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
On our next broadcast, State Senator Mo Dennis will join us. We'll see you then.